Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells? Like certain conversations are just off limits because you're afraid of hurting someone's feelings or triggering a meltdown? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world where expressing emotions can sometimes feel like navigating a minefield. But guess what? Having healthy emotional boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating a safe space for everyone to be truly seen and heard. It's about fostering connections built on respect, understanding, and vulnerability. Today, we're diving deep into the art of building that safe space, both within ourselves and in our relationships. Because let's face it, when we can freely express our emotions without fear of judgment or backlash, magic happens. We connect deeper, build stronger bonds, and ultimately create a more fulfilling and authentic life. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize the way you approach emotional expression. First up, self-awareness is your superpower. Before you can create a safe space for others, you need to understand your own emotional landscape. What triggers you? How do you typically express your feelings? Journaling, mindfulness practices, even just taking a few moments each day to check in with yourself can make a world of difference. Remember, self-awareness isn't about being perfect. It's about acknowledging our emotions, understanding their root causes, and learning to manage them effectively. Next, active listening is non-negotiable. When someone opens up to you, give them your full attention. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly listen to what they're saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Show empathy by reflecting back their feelings and validating their experiences. Sometimes, just being heard without judgment can be the most powerful thing we can offer someone. Third, clear communication is key. Don't assume people know what you're thinking or feeling. Express yourself assertively but respectfully. Use I statements to own your emotions and avoid blaming others. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel upset," try, "I feel hurt when." This approach encourages open dialogue and helps prevent misunderstandings. Number 4, set healthy boundaries. It's okay to say no to conversations or situations that drain you emotionally. You have the right to protect your own well-being. Think of boundaries like fences. They create a safe perimeter for yourself, allowing you to nurture your emotional health while still being open and supportive to others. Finally, remember that creating a safe space is an ongoing process. It takes time, effort, and continuous self-reflection. Be patient with yourself and others, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Think about a time when someone truly listened to you without judgment. How did that make you feel? Maybe you were sharing a difficult experience, or maybe you were just venting about your day. Whatever it was, I bet feeling heard made all the difference. It created a sense of trust and connection that allowed you to be more vulnerable and authentic. Now imagine if every interaction felt like that, where people felt comfortable expressing themselves freely, knowing they wouldn't be judged or dismissed. That's the power of creating a safe space for emotional expression. Remember, building these boundaries is about prioritizing your well-being while fostering genuine connections with others. You deserve to feel heard, respected, and supported. And when you create that space for yourself, you inspire others to do the same. So go out there and start building those safe spaces, one conversation at a time. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to implement today to make emotional expression feel safer in your life? Share your thoughts on social media using the hashtag Healthy Boundaries Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review, it means the world to me. Until next time, keep prioritizing your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.